Good morning, everyone. We are going to get started with our media availabilities in advance of Sunday's Ticket Guardian 500 here at ISM Raceway. We are joined by Alex Bowman, driver of the number 88 Nationwide Chevrolet. Alex is a native of nearby Tucson, Arizona, won the pole here in 2016, and led 194 laps during that race when he was subbing for Dale Earnhardt Jr. in the number 88. Alex, why don't you just talk about what it's like to come home and race here at Phoenix again?
Yeah, it's always fun to come home. Don't really get to spend a lot of time out here, so it's definitely an enjoyable trip. I really enjoy this racetrack too. We've been pretty successful here. Wish we could close races a little better here. We've run really, really well here in the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series, and just never been able to close one off. So hopefully that all changes this weekend.
All right, we're going to open up to questions for Alex. We'll start over here with Wolfgang.
Wolfgang Munzer from Germany, Rennsport Press Agency. Alex, now full-time with Hendrick. Is there on a regular base, are you talking with Jimmy to get some help or advice, or you're just doing your own thing in the team?
Yeah, we all four teams share everything, and then all four drivers work really hard together. It's really cool to see kind of the leadership role that Jimmy's taken on. You know, he's one of the most successful guys in history, so it's really cool to be able to lean on somebody with that much knowledge and get help from him, and not just him. I mean, everybody. There's such a depth of really smart people at the company, so it's great to be surrounded by the best in the business.
We'll come up here to Mike, and then go to Chris and Bob.
Mike Hembree, USA Today. This track seems to be one that younger, less experienced drivers adapt to maybe a little quicker than some of the others, maybe some of the mile and a halves. Any particular reason for that? Or
not really. I feel like it took me longer to get kind of a grasp of this place than the mile and a halves, really. So honestly, I think a lot of what people look at of like or as how a driver adapts to somewhere, or a driver just runs really well a mile and a half and struggles on short tracks, or is good on short tracks and struggles a mile and a half, is much more about the race car and the package that they have than about the driver themselves. You know, when I first came here, you know, we never really ran that well, and crew chief was like, man, you just can't qualify here. Like, you can't make speed here. And then I got in a good car and sat on the pole. So it's so much about equipment, and sometimes your mile and a half program is better than your short track program, and it makes you look like you adapt to different places differently. So at least that's my opinion. You know, some people may struggle with short tracks, or it's probably different for everybody, but I think it's really more about your program.
Go to Chris.
ChrisNightCatchlines.com. I'm just curious how your visit to Detroit went a couple weeks ago. Did you enjoy it? And then I got a follow up.
Yeah, going to Detroit was really cool. Got to stand in Harley Earl's office, which was really cool, and just see some of the new innovations that that GM and Chevrolet are working on. So it's really cool to be a part of that family now and get to see everything they have going on. It's just a cool facility, and had a lot of fun. Really really enjoyed it.
Three races in, how would you assess your start to 2018?
Well, you know, Daytona went well. We had a really fast race car and contended all day, and then got caught up in a wreck at the end. There's really nothing you can do there. But, you know, we have not run how we expect and how we want to run. So it hasn't been a great start for us. You know, I think we unloaded at Atlanta and quickly realized that we have a lot of work to do. So we got the best guys in the business back at the shop working hard. You know, we made progress last week. We were definitely better last week. Didn't get the finish we would have hoped for, but we're making progress. So to start the year, we're behind what we expected to be. But there's such a, like I said before, there's such a depth of really smart people at Hendrick Motorsports that I'm confident that we'll be contending for race wins soon.
We'll go to Bob in the back.
Bob Parker, ESPN. Any difference coming to a track with the Hendrick team that you've been to before with the Hendrick team?
Absolutely. I think we have a notebook of what I liked here, and a really good one at that. You know, we were really fast here before, so I think it's a positive. We got some changes. You know, the race cars changed. We have the new car and the Camaro ZL1. A lot has changed, but at the same time, we have something to kind of look back on and look at what changes I liked and didn't like throughout practice, and where our car was strong and where we needed work. So I think it's always good to have that notebook to lean on, and especially here with as good of a notebook as we had.
Any additional questions for Alex?
Y'all are like so energetic this morning. Like, you need some Mountain Dew kickstarts or what?
All right. Thanks for joining us, Alex. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks.